It's hard to know where to begin introducing Peel. Even its name is a complex issue. Pertnahinchur in Manx, hometown until the 1600s, Peel town until 1860. Informally, it's called the Rose Red City because of its sandstone buildings, and the Sunset City, for obvious reasons, at dusk. In 2011, there were 5,093 people living here, a jump of almost 20% from the 2006 census figure of 4,280. That came after a 13% jump in its population from 2001 to 2006. It's certainly popular with visitors. The House of Mananan, the Leith Museum, the Manx Transportation Museum and Peel Castle. Foodies can find something too. It has two kipper yards and a recent food park. And of course, ice cream on the prom. St. German's Church became a cathedral in 1980. And I'll risk the wrath of the Govigs by whispering, that's not quite enough to make it an official city. During next week's elections, there are 12 candidates vying for 7 seats, the most candidates in any local authority poll this time around. So if you are elected, what will you be doing at the Commissioner's offices on Derby Road? Well, spending a budget of £1.6 million, raised through rates, which currently stand at 257 pence in the pound, campsite fees, library fees, commercial refuse charges, and it's spent on salaries and refuse collection in the main. But what's going to get people out on polling night? Well, Peel's MHK, Ray Harmer, himself a town commissioner until September last year, told me what he thinks the issues will be.
The main key issue is infrastructure. You know, there's been obviously all these additional houses, and it's having the infrastructure to support all of those houses. So, you know, again, it's moving through on the sewage side of things, it's moving through on the roads, on the regeneration, and but also those sort of community issues that within Peel, and then it's been part of the community, and that's really why it's very important.
Well, of course, you've stepped into the House of Keys from the local authority. What's the difference, do you feel?
Well, I mean, again, it's a real difference between local and national. You know, there are actually a lot of similarities, a lot of the way you debate things, a lot of consultations come into the community. So it's very very similar in some ways, but obviously a big difference is that you're very much focused on the local area and making a difference, and also in terms of the sort of community projects and engaging with other people and other third parties and schools and things like that. You can do a tremendous amount, you know, with, you know, playgrounds and garden projects and all sorts of things. It's a real place, a real opportunity to really sort of engage with the local community, with your neighbours and your friends.
It is quite an outspoken place, Peel. It's certainly political enough. I do hear political discussions around and about in the town.
Yeah, and that's what's really good as well, because I think, you know, going forward, you know, having everybody engaged in the process, having everybody sort of fighting for what they believe is really, really important. And having that part of the community and then bringing that out, as you know, we've had lots of debates on toilet tax and all of these other sort of things, and that's really healthy. It's much better that than having a sort of nothing happen and everybody just sort of, you know, not caring. It's the fact that we care. And I think that's a very special thing about being, you know, in Peel, is the fact that it's a fantastic community of people coming together. And that's why, again, it's so good to see so many people standing.
Peel MHK Ray Harmer. So who's standing next Thursday? Let me give you the list of candidates. Terence Benyon, Derek Cannon, Edward Convery, Ian Davison, Kenneth Dyack, Hazel Hannon, Benjamin Heath, Alan Jones, David Lace, Christine Muckton, Leonard Spencer and Roger Willis.